Cause and effect. I'm waiting for this morning's celery juice to take effect. My friend Jewel brought me her slightly used juicer last night when she'd heard I'd been semi-converted to juicing rather than smoothieing and did not actually own a juicer myself. "Are you sure?" I asked when she offered me hers. "Yes," she said. "I was a devoted juicer for like 2 weeks a few years ago, and since then I've been waiting to find it a good home." "Great," I said. "I'll pass it on when I'm over my juicing phase." And we laughed because I already know this is not going to be a permanent lifestyle change. So this morning I used it, and now I'm waiting while Axe watches Ninjago, which is not as explicitly educational as I'd like, but seems to imprint some moral code on him related to, well, ninjas. It could be worse. Anyway, the juicing thing got me thinking about cause and effect and about patience and about how very, very, very long it takes or can seem to take before my inputs result in outputs or my outputs, my efforts, result in results. And now I'm not just talking about celery juice and the promised results of that, but about what I put out into the universe and the effect that has on my life and the lives of those around me. There is this saying, more will be revealed, but more will be required, which doesn't really appeal to me, but is resonating today. If I know better, I get to do better. I'm going to keep going.